There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin on a celebratory note. And WISO is celebrating its 105th anniversary, highlighting women's progress and Jewish education worldwide. Israeli President Isaac Herzog praised WISO's contributions to the Jewish community, recognizing its vital role in promoting education and empowerment across Israel and the diaspora.
Shalom, WISO is not just a story of organizing into action, it is a story of the heart of our people. Over these years, WISO has blossomed not only into a model Zionist women's organization, but also into a leading global women's organization that is an example for the entire world about harnessing the power of women to drive the development and betterment of our society. I want to thank WISO World President Anat Vido and Chairperson Anita Friedman for their bold and active leadership at WISO. Toda rabba to all of you. Am Yisrael Chai.
Recently, Professor Jesus Jambrina of Wisconsin's Viterbo University launched the 13th International Sephardi Congress in Zamora, Spain. This year's theme focused on Jews along the Luso-Spanish border, exploring the historical movement and diaspora of Sephardic communities. The Congress fosters community, scholarly exchange, and the preservation of Sephardic history, strengthening cultural ties across borders. European Jewish organizations have expressed strong support for Katharina von Schnürbein, the EU's coordinator for combating anti-Semitism. She faced criticism for highlighting that much of the hatred towards Israel over Gaza is fueling anti-Semitism. The European Jewish Association and Jewish Congress defended her, emphasizing that while criticism of Israel is valid, it often veers into anti-Semitic tropes and conspiracies. At this weekend's Tomorrowland Festival in Belgium, an Israeli Lishi Amor shared emotional moments highlighting unity amid tensions. One such moment occurred when she connected with attendees from Iran, including a tearful Iranian woman who asked for a hug. On another day, Amor and fellow Israelis bonded with an Iranian man, emphasizing brotherhood and love despite political divides. Such encounters are underscoring the festival's power to connect beyond geopolitical conflicts, demonstrating that music can unite people across borders. Let's now take a look at what other stories have been making headlines. Russian courts have jailed 135 people for involvement in an October 2023 attempted lynching of Israeli travelers in Dagestan. An exhibit in Sweden by Umea for Palestina has displayed mannequins in concentration camp uniforms, claiming to highlight Gaza atrocities. Some view it as a call to hang Jews, prompting police investigation into the act. In Pennsylvania, Cheltenham High School alumni have petitioned to remove Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from the school's Hall of Fame. Netanyahu, a 1967 graduate, was inducted in 1999 during his first term as Prime Minister. For the first time, Argentina's Congress commemorated the 1994 Argentine-Israelite Mutual Association bombing amid rising tensions with Iran, which was found responsible for orchestrating the attack that killed 85 and injured over 300. Israeli athlete Blessing Afrifar secured his second gold in the 200 meters at the 2025 Under-23 Championships in Bergen, Norway. And finally, the Jerusalem festival Manufim, now in its 17th year, launches tomorrow, July the 22nd, under the theme Extreme Point, exploring themes of memory, disappearance, belonging, and ownership. The event features a diverse range of exhibitions, including an art installation on memory and loss, and a group show examining local vegetation. Curators are inviting visitors to explore the space between what is broken and what is emerging, fostering dialogue through art across unconventional venues like rooftops and gardens. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.